Titans.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Oh, hold on a second. Ha ha. Sorry, my computer's going off. Oh, man. I don't know how to shut this off on my computer. Yeah, I'm trying. I apologize. I didn't think this was going to happen. Okay, open volume mixer. I get that. Open volume mixer. There we go. We don't need CBS News. You got Dr. Dahlia. Thank you, though, CBS News. I'm looking at their site as I'm trying to get up-to-date information on the severe weather that is being predicted for today as well. They say more severe weather is in the forecast for parts of central United States who are already trying to reel from the damage that was done yesterday's Oklahoma City suburban 200-mile-per-hour tornado that caused multiple deaths. The death toll is less than what they reported yesterday as 51. I believe the current death toll is up to 24. Some of the bodies have been counted twice from what we understand. Unfortunately, we're still hoping they could find more survivors. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says golf ball sized hail, powerful winds, and isolated strong tornadoes could strike Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma today. The area at risk for the worst weather does not include Moore, Oklahoma, who unfortunately was the brunt of the horrible, one of the largest tornadoes I believe ever we have seen in America recently near Oklahoma City. Intermittent reports, however, of lightning and strong rains did, though, continue throughout the area around Oklahoma City. Now, severe weather warnings extend through most of the United States, from Michigan to Texas. National Weather Service has released a tornado watch for several southeastern Oklahoma counties, although none include Moore or Oklahoma City, thank God, because these guys still need to find people that could have been lost in the rubble. We're seeing parents finally reunited with their kids who had been rushed to a shelter. People are finding their animals in the rubble, luckily some alive. You know, when you see this disaster, you see such horrific pictures of what happened and how scary, you know, the storm looked. I mean, that was such a huge tornado. Its base, its span took on miles. It blows your mind that something like that, you know, nature can make something so destructive. Just thank the Lord for all the people that were able to survive that, and our hearts and prayers are with everybody out there. Any information that you have about weather or anything going down, please let us know. Like I said, they are expecting, according to the latest weather report, still ferocious weather in that area and possibly more thunderstorms. Now, you know, when we talk about how to help, one of the first places that come to mind is Red Cross. And the American Red Cross, I mean, thank God, they were there, I mean, within minutes from what I can understand, providing the relief. They say if you want to send a $10 donation to the Disaster Relief Fund via text message, you could easily do so by texting the word Red Cross, R-E-D-C-R-O-S-S, to 90999. Basically, it's very easy for you to do. The donation will show up on your wireless bill, or it'll be deducted from your balance if you have a prepaid phone. Very easy if you don't have a credit card you could use, or you don't have a place where you could go to drop off a donation. The fact that they have text ways for you to donate, Red Cross could definitely use your money and help. Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief, Salvation Army, United Way of Central Oklahoma, Feeding America, Operation USA. I have a list of them on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm sure many of you have found other sites. Just a reminder, most of them are asking for cash. Okay? after Hurricane Sandy, we talked about, and many of you helped. We got a huge amount of clothing and medical supplies and canned foods, but it was very, very difficult to find somebody anywhere on the East Coast who'll take it. And it's because the amount of work that I have to do to go through everything and clean everything and make sure the food wasn't tainted, and just concerns that a bad guy could, you know, put something in the packaging. It's too much for a lot of these charitable organizations to handle. So usually when you're not local, the best thing to do is to send cash online. And I know it was a little frustrating for a lot of us, because we love being able to get people to, you know, sometimes when you say, please send money, for example, you know, a lot of people will hesitate. Okay, which is why it's good that Red Cross has that texting. And I think the reason why is many of us are already mentally going through our budgets, and even though we see something so traumatic, when an organization says, you know, don't send us anything, just send money, a lot of people tune out, which is so unfortunate. Which is why one thing I would urge is, when you hear that, just send money online, and you go, okay, I'll do that later, and then you end up not doing it, I would urge that anytime any of these natural disasters do happen, to still do a food drive, still do a clothing drive, and then maybe send that to Salvation Army or local Goodwill. And I tell you why. Because, you know, when I went to Salvation Army to talk about what to do with all our goods, and we ended up still shipping them back east. There was somebody who locally had a huge area where he was collecting all sorts of things. So we were able to combine everything, and he got ways to ship it all inexpensively, if not free. So it worked out. But I went to the Salvation Army going, okay, what do we do here? What's the best thing to do? He goes, even during a crisis, helping your local charities out, then allow the national to have a little bit of a reprieve there and to be able to concentrate. So, for example, if something's going on right now in Oklahoma, you know, and you're like, darn, I really don't have the funds, or I'm going to forget, or I'm not going to send, still do these food drives, still do these clothing drives. Yeah, it's kind of harder to explain to people how it's not going to Oklahoma, but you're helping the local Salvation Army, allows National Salvation Army to still do what they do. And that's what the Salvation Army told me. So, but just do something. You know, it's so desperately needed. A lot of us have tons of things, hundreds of dollars of things that could support people. And just because nobody wants us to ship it to Oklahoma doesn't mean they won't benefit secondarily by you helping the local charity that has national recognition. Understand? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So I guess there's going to be a new Xbox. It's called New Xbox One Video Game System. All right. Apparently, it's supposed to be the successor to the Xbox 360 called the Xbox One. All right. I guess it's interactive. I'm trying to see, it's kind of has the new Kinect tracks. It tracks more precise body movements, even the slight rotation of the wrist. They say it could even read your heartbeat. All right. Apparently, it's a system that has a built-in Blu-ray disc drive. The new Xbox Live is based on the same membership you have today, but they say it's more personal and it's more intelligent. I'm trying to see. They say a new EA Sports Ignite engine drives all the games. They claim it blurs the line between real world and virtual world of games. Then a video shows how EA Sports games will look and play on Xbox One. You can see the reflection of the defensive line in the face guard of Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin. All right, so these are quotes of people looking at this new technology and, I guess, loving it. I had the Kinect. It's very interesting. We got the Kinect. And it bothered me that at the end it would show a picture of you exercising. And I knew there was, and you could actually put that online from there. That made me extremely nervous. Now, mind you, I mean, I'm dressed and I'm in a sports bra and, you know, t-shirt and workout pants, but that still doesn't mean I want that to be, tweeted everywhere. And so I was not a huge fan of the Kinect because of that. And so I kind of stopped playing it, but we still have it. So I doubt we're going to buy the upgrade. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of exercise, Fox News has this this pretty good report on 5 mistakes that people make with food and exercise. I wish I could give credit to the, here we go, Cynthia Sass is a registered dietitian. Ah, very nice, very nice. Okay, so anyway, apparently she says one of the first mistakes is we eat too little fat. Okay, now we've talked about this. Some people, they'll do the no-fat diet, low-fat diet, but sometimes you need fat, like good fats, like fats in avocado, nuts, seed, coconut oil. And some of these fats actually help with making you feel full longer, causes you to increase satiety, so you don't seem to be as hungry, so it kind of shuts off your hunger hormones. So sometimes that little bit of fat is very helpful. If you cut too much back, then that could sometimes cause you to be more hungry, fatigued, etc. So some good fats are important. No, you don't have to eat a fatty steak or fatty corned beef, but make sure, like, foods like avocado, nut seeds, coconut oil, not too shabby, okay? They say some people will use a sports drink when you, they say using a sports drink when you really don't need one. I think if you sweat heavily, you should, and so does she. They say if you work out for more than 90 minutes or exercise in hot, humid conditions, reaching for a sports drink rather than plain water may be smarter because it helps replace your salts. All right, but if you're exercising for less than an hour and a half in a climate-controlled gym, plain water could be fine. Now, you know, many of you have asked about the workout and the replenishing of the salts. How necessary is that? Because when we were younger and we would work out, we basically had a drinking fountain, and that's just what we lived with. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I was born in L.A., California, moved when I was a kid to Phoenix, Arizona. So pretty much grew up there. I mean, it could get up to 120-degree summers. And before school would let out, we'd be running track. We would be hotter than hot. The drinking fountain would be hot. Trying to hit the drinking fountain button, it was hot. The water that would come out would be warm. And that's what we would drink. And, you know, for the most part, we were still fine. Yes, we were taught about, we were trained on heat stroke and heat exhaustion and what those were. But I think most of us, we just got enough salt from our diet that we just, that's why many of us did okay with just having water. Now that there's sports drinks that's so plentiful and out there, more people are drinking the sports drinks. For me, I don't like the taste of Gatorade. I just don't like it. I would rather drink water and then eat a salty pretzel. I know that's not the same. But, you know, if you do sweat a lot, I have no problem with you drinking sports drink. But if you don't have a sports drink nearby, you drink water, you should still be okay. I just make sure you eat pretty soon. Now, according to this, there's a myth, not eating after workout because you're afraid to eat back what you've burned. They say, yes, you can overcompensate by a workout for eating too much, but you should be able to eat after your workout. I mean, you want to wait. I always tell people to finish their sweat. You lose a lot of the calories when you finish your sweat. A lot of you will work out, you'll jump in the shower. If you aren't worried about acne and you don't break out that much, just finish sweating. Let your body cool down and then jump in the shower. I usually recommend that because you do burn a lot of energy. So you could burn a lot. Finish your sweat, then jump in the shower. And then when you get out, yeah, you can go ahead and have something to eat. They say only eat protein post-workout. Is that a myth? No, I think you could eat if you feel like you need If you need some carbs, absolutely. Because, again, you lost some carbs. Don't overdo it. Okay? I like whole grains. I like, I eat whole grains. I like, wheat pasta, that type of stuff. That should be fine. If you want to make some stir fry, I think that's great. But, it doesn't have to just be protein. You could have protein in there. Now, they say one myth is doubling up on recovery meals. For her pro athlete clients, this nutritionist recommends eating something like an all-natural bar or shake within 30 minutes of the end of a game, because starting the recovery process within a half hour has been shown to maximize healing. So there's this idea out there that we still injure ourselves when we exercise heavy. Yes, you can. Our bodies were designed to exercise, but exercise in short sprints. Right? So like when you're hunting for food, when you're gathering, etc., that's what our bodies were designed for. But we've been able to condition our bodies and train our bodies to last longer. And that's good. I want us in shape. But for those of you playing a 90-minute game or exercising for 90 minutes, that could be a lot. That could be kind of heavy. So there's something called recovery meals. All right? And if you do have a snack about an hour or two before your dinner, it does give your body a little bit more of what it needs, like fat cells for the fat, etc., sugar. So I don't think it's a bad idea. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of exercise, some of you have difficulty exercising because you complain of bunions. Now, bunions are extremely frustrating, and we used to blame bunions on women's shoes. Women and their high heels and their very narrow shoe. I remember trying to shove my size 10 foot into a little 9 pump. Okay, and my feet started to hurt. Well, they're saying now that bunions are most likely inherited as opposed to faulty footwear. And we in the medical community have known that. But a lot of people out there, because they're avoiding high-heeled pumps, we don't mind and we don't stop them. But bunions, for the most part, are genetic. Now, what are bunions? Well, it's this foot condition where your joint starts to actually angle with your at the base of the big toe. And this angling causes the toe to smash up against its other toes, all right, because it doesn't go out, it goes inward. And then that bunion, that joint, seems to, with laxity, fall more medial. So you end up having wider feet, pretty painful. They say 23% of people 18 to 65 years of age and 36% of people over the age of 65 actually have bunions. Now, the study was published in the journal Arthritis Care and Research, looked at 1,300 people, average age of 66 years old, who were enrolled in the Framingham Foot Study. I think bunions are an important topic, okay? Our feet are extremely important, especially when those of you don't want to exercise because you're blaming the bunions. Anyway, each participant received a foot exam between 2002 and 2008 to screen for bunions, toe deformities, or plantar soft tissue atrophy, a breakdown of the fatty cushion under the ball. When you get plantar soft tissue atrophy, that's not fun. And basically, the study found that 31% of the participants had bunions, 30% had toe deformities, like those hammer toes, both very inheritable, depending on age and sex. So, what does that mean? Okay, how does this relate to you guys? Well, okay, look at your feet, right? And if you do have any feet issues, get them checked out. Remember, your knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, right? Your feet, if you have feet issues, you'll later have knee issues. If you have knee issues, you could later have hip issues. If you have hip issues, you could later have back issues. So I love the doctors that concentrate on the feet. There's so much the feet could tell you. You know, and when you go to the doctor, bring in your regular work shoes. Let the doctor see the wear and tear on those shoes so they see how you're distributing your weight. There's so much we can learn about your shoe as well. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, while Oklahoma City, as well as many people in the Midwest, are trying to recover from the horrible tornado storm damage that happened yesterday and bracing themselves for more tornado watches and severe weather today, many questions have surfaced as to what happened in the Plaza Towers Elementary School. What happened? Why were there so many casualties? Weren't there warnings? Did they know a tornado was coming? Why was school open? And, you know, we're getting some reports now out of CNN of some of the reports of what actually happened yesterday at the end of the school day. All right. From what we understand, it was getting near the end of the elementary school day. The kids were actually stuffing their backpacks. They were eating snacks, etc. And then the twister came, and they said terrified students huddled together in the hallways, screaming as walls and roofs caved in. Chairs and backpacks swirled above them. The winds were blaring sounds that enveloped them. Cars from the parking lot landed just inches away. Teachers drove onto groups of kids to protect them from falling debris. We hear cases of teachers who threw themselves on top of the kids to keep them down and protect them. Such heroics. They said it was the biggest tornado they've ever seen. Described it as lawnmower blade spanning 2 miles, shredding the town. Student Julio Rodriguez told CNN it was scary. Teachers had instructed the kids to crouch down, and you covered your head with your hands. He said, I had to hold on to the wall to keep myself safe because I didn't want to fly into the tornado, another girl had told KFOR. The 17-mile-long twister had stayed on the ground for 40 long minutes. By the time it was gone, so was the school in Monroe, Oklahoma. There was a huge pile of rubble trapping teachers and children. The latest reports now are 7 students have died. 7. Yesterday, they had said, I believe, 24, and I think they corrected the number this morning. Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb said some of the children drowned because they were in the basement area and water came in. The school quickly, obviously, became the epicenter of the tragedy that affected this town. Now, you know, the questions in lie, okay, if you're supposed to go into a basement with a tornado, and your kids have learned that you go to a basement area, you don't want to send kids to a basement where they'll drown. You know, there's still all these questions. What happened? What, you know, do schools need shelters? Should all schools have tornado shelters? That's big enough to take the hundreds and hundreds of kids that are there. I mean, what should be done? Should school not be held during those tornado threat days? Now, I know there's severe storms throughout April to the summer. So, I mean, that would mean a couple months off of school sometimes for some of these schools. So we know that's not practical. But, you know, whenever you see something like this happen, you always wonder what could have been done to prevent it. What could we do in the future? Well, if the kids went down to the basement like they should have and then they ended up drowning, what are we supposed to instruct our kids to do? All right. It's so scary. First responders and volunteers did rush to the scene. According to CNN, they did start to search for survivors immediately. They had to pull a car off a teacher, and she had 3 little kids underneath her. The first responder told her, good job, teach. That's awesome. One sixth grade teacher said, I was on top of 6 kids. I was lying on top. All of my kids are okay. The teacher helped tear through several feet of rubble to rescue sobbing students, some of them injured. The rescue team successfully pulled several kids from the leveled school. But, unfortunately, as each passing hour, hope began to fade. Crews continued their search all last night, rummaging through 40 feet of rubble. Some students were fortunate they had gotten out of the school before the tornado struck. Officials had managed to bus some children to a nearby church, which turned out to be clear of the tornado's directed path. After the tornado, of course, the parents, you know, tried to get as close to the school. Of course, they had to, you know, cut off certain transportation so that they could clean up. And they, you know, I mean, imagine being a parent. I would be diving in, ripping everything off of these kids and trying to perform CPR and do what I could do. But unfortunately, some of these blow injuries, these very high velocity injuries, unfortunately, some of them, these kids cannot withstand. You know, so, again, the questions now arise, you know, how much warning did the school have? Now, from what we understand, all throughout yesterday and the day before, phenomenally, the Weather Center and, weather channels were able to give up-to-date minutes on 15-minute warnings, 20-minute warning, closing of, highways, So then what happened with the school? Did they not get the warning? Was there a warning and they didn't hear? Was the warning off in terms of where? I mean, it blows my mind that we could predict tornadoes as it is. I am blown away at the accuracy that some of these weather centers come up with their results. I mean, it blows my mind they could do that. But then you wonder if we do have an ability to track tornadoes and predict them, how were kids in the hall? Right? And if officials had already bussed some of the children, my guess is they didn't know. They didn't know of the warnings. There just wasn't enough time. So those are the answers that we're still asking. And it's horrifying to see what happened. And I'm hoping I'm hoping that we could learn from this. I mean, I'm not saying anybody made any mistakes, but why kids died, why kids were in the hall, why people had to hold on to their desk while being in this school that was ravaged by this tornado, where are the shelters? And if kids went to seek shelter in a basement, why that was a death trap. It's horrifying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you are following the Jodi Arias trial. It was her turn to speak to the jury as they ponder her death sentence, if she is going to have a death sentence versus life in prison. She told a jury that she can contribute to society if allowed to live. Sage should like to start literacy, recycling, and other programs in prison. Arias addressed the jury today in the penalty phase of her trial as the panel considers whether to sentence her for life in prison or execution. This is according to Seattle PI. This trial has gone on for 5 months. She did tell the jury she never meant to cause the family of Travis Alexander, who she killed, all this pain. The same jury had convicted her of first-degree murder in Alexander's death. Now, from what we understand, she did read from a sheet of paper. Alexander's family was in the courtroom listening. She said she didn't kill herself after Alexander's death because of her love for her own family. She had a lot of emotion when she read this. Keep in mind, she had previously, in an interview, told the media that she would rather get the death sentence, okay, because she doesn't want to live life in prison. She thinks due to her health, she would live a very long time. And so with that, unfortunately, that news had broken. And so, you know, you basically have now jurors who, although they shouldn't have heard it, I believe they did, that, you know, she would want the death penalty. Now it sounds like she doesn't. All right. She held up a white T-shirt with the word survivor written across it. She said she would sell the clothing and donate all proceeds to victims of domestic abuse. She says she understands that some people don't believe she's a victim of domestic abuse, but she still sees that to be true. So basically, I don't know when we're going to find out what her sentence is. From what I believe, this should be close to the end. I know her defense team had wanted to quit midway after that media interview, so we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted as we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, don't go away. We're right back. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Dahlia, D-A-H-L-I. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So immigration bill will require fingerprinting at 30 airports. They say foreigners leaving the country through any of the nation's 30th busiest airports would have to undergo mandatory fingerprinting under an amendment that senators added Monday to the sweeping immigration bill. Now, lawmakers have called this a step forward towards a more expensive biometric system that would use identifiers such as fingerprints to keep track of immigrants and visitors exiting the U.S. Currently, no such system is in place, something viewed as a security weakness, particularly because some 40% of the 11 million immigrants in this country illegally overstayed their visas. And there's apparently not really a good system for tracking them. So they say this is an agreement that we need to build towards a biometric visa exit system. According to Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, he offered the amendment by Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, who was absent Monday. They say implementing this biometric exit system is long overdue. I think that's a great idea. Okay, we have so many difficulties with IDs and so many issues with ID cards. And, I mean, why don't we use fingerprinting more so? Even identical twins have different fingerprints. All right, everybody's fingerprint is unique. They say a full-fledged biometric entry-exit system is favored by many senators, but was deemed too expensive and unworkable to include in the bill. Current law already requires such a system to be in place, but the Department of Homeland Security has not implemented it. Surprise, surprise. Instead, the bill seeks electronic scanning of photo IDs. Please. Under Hatch's amendment, the nation's 10 busiest airports would have to establish a fingerprinting system within 2 years of enactment of the immigration bill. Within 6 years, it would have to be in place at the 30 busiest airports. The amendment had passed 13-5. The entire system, they say, should be implemented. It's a retreat from current law. Okay. Senator Jeff Sessions voted no. He says it's a retreat from current law, a weakening of current law. Now, I mean, where I have huge concern now is when it comes to identifying who's here, who isn't here, when it comes to uses of our healthcare system, our schools, etc. The fact that we can't track people is extremely dangerous, especially for our national security, immigrant versus non-immigrant. All right, if we can't track people, if we don't know where they're going, where they're living, what they're doing. Now, I'm not meaning we have to know everything in their personal lives, etc. But I think a fingerprinting system is completely within our realms of what we could ask and what we could do. I mean, when it came to voter ID laws, all right, the liberals had a huge problem with us asking for ID. For people voting, and they say it's an unfair burden on the seniors, it's an unfair burden on immigrants, it's an unfair burden and non-English speaking, and it kind of blows my mind because I couldn't rent an apartment without showing ID. All right, I can't go to a store and get some margarita mix for a party, right? Without that may have the tequila in it or whatever, without showing ID. I can't use my credit card at many places without showing ID. So I don't know how all these other people are going around without an ID, and all of a sudden it's a big issue when we ask to show your ID to vote. I mean, if they have to show their ID at a grocery store or to their landlord or at a bank. Okay, you go to a bank to get something notarized or to deposit something or withdraw, you know, ID. And all of a sudden to vote, nobody has ID. So, maybe we need to expand this system eventually to fingerprinting. Okay, now true, this database could make some people nervous. Okay, but, then could somebody hack in and play around with the records? I don't know. I mean, always ideas sound good until you start to, think about what could happen technology-wise and what bad guys could do. But I think it's a great idea. Going in and out of an airport, you show your fingerprint, and I don't know. I mean, there could be fraud everywhere. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it makes perfect sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye to Ray Manzarek, founding member of The Doors. He found The Doors back in the 1960s, right? Come on, baby, let my fire. Okay, I won't sing. I like The Doors a lot. He was very, Jim Morrison His kind of baritone would set the mood for a lot of future rock. Ray Manzarek was keyboards, and he has passed away at age 74. So we say goodbye to him. I wanted to get some Doors music bumpers. I apologize that I didn't have that ready. I was on the Alan Stock Show this morning for about an hour. So we were discussing, the Doors, and, he had some pretty good bumper music. All right, vitamin B. Can vitamin B protect against Alzheimer's? Apparently a study is coming out where they're looking at people who got B vitamins were almost entirely protected from brain shrinkage as opposed to those who didn't take vitamin B. Now, shrinking brain size is a sign of Alzheimer's, and it could be a risk factor showing signs of it. But we know that Alzheimer's has to do with the plaques and the tau protein and the neurofibrillary triangles that set up shop in the brain, causing brain damage. But they say people taking B vitamins had 90% less shrinkage in their brains. Research showed that areas of the brain that were protected from damage are almost exactly the same Alzheimer's typically destroys. The Alzheimer's footprint includes areas that control how we learn, remember, and organize our thoughts, right? And those that have gradual atrophy, unfortunately, start to have a slowdown of this process. But really, 90% reduction in taking B vitamins. They looked at B6, B12, and folic acid. Now, you get folic acid from vegetables. You get B12 from beef. You get these vitamins from fruits and vegetables. So, the next question is, do we have to throw everybody on supplements, or can we, again, recommend good diet? Now, B vitamins boost the conversion of homocysteine to acetylcholine. They think maybe higher levels of homocysteine could trigger brain shrinkage. Right? Maybe, who knows, maybe B prevents brain deterioration, memory loss, cognitive defects. Vitamin B deficiency is not anything to play with. So we like to look for vitamin B, see if people are deficient. But I also think people overdo it. All right, people will tell me, oh, my urine is bright yellow, which is the riboflavin being converted and excreted in the urine. And sometimes I think people just take way too much of some of these supplements. But we do know that foods have vitamin B. We also know that multivitamins have vitamin B. I would like them to study this more, because if vitamin B could decrease Alzheimer's by 90%. Remember, we can't just take one study as so shall it be written, so shall it be done. I mean, we have to take some of these with a grain of salt. But if vitamin B can be protective and prevent us against Alzheimer's, that is something that is absolutely phenomenal. We talked about sudden infant death, and babies who share a bed with parents are 5 times more likely to have sudden infant death. Unfortunately, this study had looked at 1,400 sudden infant death syndrome cases and 4,600 control cases, and the SIDS rate would plummet if parents avoided bed sharing. Now, the reason why a lot of parents have the baby in the bed with them is they could watch him breathe. And a lot of babies, they get up, they get mad when they're in the crib, so mom has to cuddle them or breastfeed, and a lot of times mom falls asleep while breastfeeding the baby. But if you roll over on the baby, or if you don't give the baby room, they could suffocate. And they're just finding that even kids, it's a shame. It's a very, very scary thing. And a lot of parents have admitted to sharing beds with their babies. So we recommend to not. We love our babies, but maybe have them in the crib next to you, if that's okay. All right, just to kind of keep a close eye on them, but just not in the bed. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Be safe out there. Our prayers to those who are dealing with the Oklahoma City tornado aftermath, and be safe if you're in any tornado area right now. God bless.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.